This is the reading for April 16, Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord because He is good. His love continues forever. No one can tell all the mighty things the Lord has done. No one can speak all His praise. Happy are those who do right, who do what is fair at all times. Lord, remember me when you are kind to your people. Help me when you save them. Let me see the good things you do for your chosen people. Let me be happy along with your happy nation. Let me join your own people in praising you. We have sinned just as our ancestors did. We have done wrong. We have done evil. Our ancestors in Egypt did not learn from your miracles. They did not remember all your kindnesses, so they turned against you at the Red Sea. But the Lord saved them for his own sake, to show his great power. He commanded the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the deep sea as if it were a desert. He saved them from those who hated them. He saved them from their enemies, and the water covered their foes. Not one of them escaped. Then the people believed what the Lord said, and they sang praises to him. But they quickly forgot what he had done. They did not wait for his advice. They became greedy for food in the desert, and they tested God there. So he gave them what they wanted, but he also sent a terrible disease among them. The people in the camp were jealous of Moses and of Aaron, the holy priest of the Lord. Then the ground opened up and swallowed Dathan and closed over Abiram's group. A fire burned among their followers, and flames burned up the wicked. The people made a gold calf at Mount Sinai and worshipped a metal statue. They exchanged their glorious God for a statue of a bull that eats grass. They forgot the God who saved them, who had done great things in Egypt, who had done miracles in Egypt and amazing things by the Red Sea. So God said he would destroy them, but Moses, his chosen one, stood before him and stopped God's anger from destroying them. Then they refused to go into the beautiful land of Canaan. They did not believe what God promised. They grumbled in their tents and did not obey the Lord. So he swore to them that they would die in the desert. He said their children would be killed by their nation and that they would be scattered among other countries. They joined in worshiping Baal at Peor and ate meat that had been sacrificed to lifeless statues. They made the Lord angry by what they did, so many people became sick with a terrible disease. But Phinehas prayed to the Lord, and the disease stopped. Phinehas did what was right, and it will be remembered from now on. The people also made the Lord angry at Meribah, and Moses was in trouble because of them. The people turned against the Spirit of God, so Moses spoke without stopping to think. The people did not destroy the other nations as the Lord had told them to do. Instead, they mixed with the other nations and learned their customs. They worshipped other nations' idols and were trapped by them. They even killed their sons and daughters as sacrifices to demons. They killed innocent people, their own sons and daughters, as sacrifices to the idols of Canaan. So the land was made unholy by their blood. The people became unholy by their sins. They were unfaithful to God in what they did. So the Lord became angry with his people and hated his own children. He handed them over to other nations and let their enemies rule over them. Their enemies were cruel to them and kept them under their power. The Lord saved his people many times, but they continued to turn against him. So they became even more wicked. But God saw their misery when he heard their cry. He remembered his agreement with them, and he felt sorry for them because of his great love. He caused them to be pitied by those who held them captive. Lord our God, save us and bring us back from other nations. Then we will thank you and will gladly praise you. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He always was and always will be. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Joshua chapter 23. The Lord gave Israel peace from their enemies around them. Many years passed, and Joshua grew very old. He called a meeting of all the older leaders, heads of families, judges, and officers of Israel. He said, I am now very old. You have seen what the Lord has done to our enemies to help us. The Lord your God fought for you. Remember that your people have been given their land between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea in the west. The land I promised to give you. The Lord your God will force out the people living there. The Lord will push them out ahead of you, and you will own the land as he has promised you. Be strong. You must be careful to obey everything commanded in the book of the teachings of Moses. Do exactly as it says. Don't become friends with the people living among us who are not Israelites. Don't say the names of their gods or make anyone swear by them. Don't serve or worship them. You must continue to follow the Lord your God as you have done in the past. The Lord has forced many great and powerful nations to leave ahead of you. No nation has been able to defeat you with His help. One Israelite could defeat 1,000 because the Lord your God fights for you as He promised to do. You must be careful to love the Lord your God. If you turn away from the way of the Lord and become friends with these people who are not part of Israel and marry them, the Lord your God will not help you defeat your enemies. They will be like traps for you, like whips on your back and thorns in your eyes, and none of you will be left in this good land the Lord your God has given you. It's almost time for me to die. You know and fully believe that the Lord has done great things for you. You know that He has not failed to keep any of His promises. Every good promise that the Lord your God made has come true, and in the same way His other promises will come true. He promised that evil will come to you and that He will destroy you from this good land that He gave you. This will happen if you don't keep your agreement with the Lord your God. If you go and serve other gods and worship them, the Lord will become very angry with you. Then none of you will be left in this good land He has given you. Joshua 24. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel together at Shechem. He called the older leaders, heads of families, judges, and officers of Israel to stand before God. Then Joshua said to all the people, "Here's what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to you. A long time ago, your ancestors lived on the other side of the Euphrates River. Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, worshipped other gods. But I, the Lord, took your ancestor Abraham from the other side of the river and led him through the land of Canaan. And I gave him many children, including his son Isaac. I gave Isaac two sons named Jacob and Esau. I gave the land around the mountains of Edom to Esau. But Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron to Egypt, where I brought many disasters on the Egyptians. Afterwards I brought you out. When I brought your ancestors out of Egypt, they came to the Red Sea, and the Egyptians chased them with chariots and men on horses. So the people called out to the Lord, and I brought darkness between you and the Egyptians and made the sea to cover them. You yourselves saw what I did to the army of Egypt. After that, you lived in the desert for a long time. Then I brought you to the land of the Amorites east of the Jordan River. They fought against you, but I handed them over to you. I destroyed them before you, and you took control of that land. But the king of Moab, Balak, son of Zippor, prepared to fight against the Israelites. The king sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to curse you, but I refused to listen to Balaam, so he asked for good things to happen to you. I saved you and brought you out of his power. Then you crossed the Jordan River and came to Jericho, where the people of Jericho fought against you. Also, the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites fought against you. But I handed them over to you. I sent terror ahead of you to force out two Amorite kings. You took the land without using swords and bows. I gave you that land where you did not have to work. I gave you cities that you did not have to build. And now you live in that land and in those cities, and you eat from vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant." Then Joshua said to the people, "Now respect the Lord and serve Him fully and sincerely. Throw away the gods that your ancestors worshipped on the other side of the Euphrates River and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, but if you don't want to serve the Lord, you must choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. You may serve the gods that your ancestors worshipped when they lived on the other side of the Euphrates River, or you may serve the gods of the Amorites who lived in this land. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "We will never stop following the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God who brought our ancestors out of Egypt. We were slaves in that land, but the Lord did great things for us there. He brought us out and protected us while we traveled through other lands. Then He forced out all the people living in these lands, even the Amorites. So we will serve the Lord because He is our God." Then Joshua said, "You are not able to serve the Lord because He is a holy God and a jealous God. If you turn against Him and sin, He will not forgive you. If you leave the Lord and serve other gods, He will send you great trouble. The Lord may have been good to you, but if you turn against Him, He will destroy you. But the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said, "You are your own witnesses that you have chosen to serve the Lord." The people said, "Yes, we are." Then Joshua said, "Now throw away the gods that you have. Love the Lord, the God of Israel, with all your heart." Then the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God, and we will obey him." On that day at Shechem, Joshua made an agreement for the people. He made rules and laws for them to follow. Joshua wrote these things in the book of the teachings of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up under the oak tree near the Lord's holy tent. Joshua said to all the people, "See this stone? It will remind you of what we did today. It was here the Lord spoke to us today. It will remind you of what happened, so you will not turn against your God." Then Joshua sent the people back to their land. After that, Joshua son of Nun died at the age of 110. They buried him in his own land at Timnath-Serah in the mountains of Ephraim, north of Mount Gash. The Israelites served the Lord during the lifetime of Joshua and during the lifetimes of the older leaders who lived after Joshua, who had seen what the Lord had done to Israel. When the Israelites left Egypt, they carried the bones of Joseph with them. They buried them at Shechem in the land Jacob had bought for 100 pieces of silver from the sons of Hamor. Hamor was the father of Shechem. This land now belonged to Joseph's children. And Eleazar, son of Aaron, died and was buried at Gibeah in the mountains of Ephraim, which had been given to Eleazar's son Phinehas.